Hey, I'm Joe slash PHF, and I'm talking with Hunter about my new album, Suffer.
First off, you released an album, Load, back in May, and now Suffer only a few months later. Is there any connection between these two releases, or has it just been a busy writing period for you?
Load, or kind of every album I've done for the last 4 years, there's a lot of just sitting on it for ages. With my label, I finished my contract, but like I still want to work with them, but I don't really care about doing the like album rollout shit with like singles and like PR and whatever. So instead of just making an album and then sitting on it for a year, I can just make stuff and put it out, which is kind of what I used to do when I first started doing this shit. I basically made Suffer, I guess, in like a couple of months and was like, all right, it's done. I can just put it out now. I had just been making stuff while I was waiting to put out Load a little bit, and then I went on tour in March just before Load came out, and I had already kind of been writing and like making stuff, and then I got back and was just like leaned real heavily into that vibe, and then I just finished it pretty quickly, mixed it. Mastered it in quotations on Audacity, and yeah, I was like, all right, this is good to go. Can I drop it? And the label was like, yeah, sweet. Yeah, it was just like a quick turnaround, and I kind of like that.
I guess with that in mind, then, do you have an earliest memory from making this project?
Probably Cuss. I made the instrumental, or like started making the instrumental for Cuss like earlier last year. I was just kind of fucking around and kind of just made this. Like, it was definitely like completely different to the stuff I was doing with Load. I don't know, I just was really into the vibe of just kind of making like slower shit, I guess, because I was making like a lot of like fast, like manic, poppy, shiny music, and I was kind of sick of it, so I started making something different as like a palate cleanser. Yeah, I guess it slowly just kind of switched my brain into making more like slower, I don't know, like maybe less like manic and more like apathetic type of music, 'cause I guess that's kind of been my like headspace lately, and it felt more genuine in a way. I record like guitar and I guess like bass. Well, I usually use like synth bass more recently because I don't have a bass anymore. So I've just been like using MIDI bass. But my home studio is basically my bed or my living room. And I just DI guitars into my interface. And then for vocals, I go to my parents' place, which they live in like an apartment building, but they mostly live up north. So I have like free rein in a place where I can basically just be super loud vocally, and I know no one's around, no one comes over. Like, it's this super like therapeutic kind of like cathartic space where I can basically just go and just, I don't know, I can just be like super loud. The sequencing, I mean, I didn't really think about the sequencing too much when I was like making it or anything. It was kind of more of a like retroactive, like, oh, this kind of makes sense. I think I just made Birth the intro. I was making like some atmospheric kind of synthy spooky type of shit, and I was like, oh, what if I literally just tail end this album with Birth and Death? But then I realized kind of the track listing, like, so it's like Birth and then Doe, which is like a baby deer, and then like Buzz Cut. It kind of weirdly like made sense in my brain, like the song titles in a weird way, like in terms of like stages of your life.
What's the audio clip from on this first track?
It's from an audiobook of this book called There Will Come Soft Rains. I think it's by Ray Bradbury. It's like a short story. I don't even really remember why I know this, but I remember reading it when I was like, I don't know, like a teenager. And it's kind of like this dystopian story about like in the future, how like all houses and like everything is automated, and just how after humans are gone, like how this house functions. It's just basically a story about how the house is still like continuing on even though no one's around to even exist in it apart from this dog that is somehow still alive and just like festering, and just like there's something about the visual of like this dog that's somehow still alive just dying by itself. I don't know, it was just like a super powerful story. And it just stuck with me for, like, this whole time.
A dog lying, shivering, on the front porch. The dog, once large and fleshy, but now down to bone and covered with sores. The dog frothed at the mouth, lying at the door, sniffing. It ran wildly in circles, biting at its tail, spun in a frenzy, and died.
I made the instrumental, it kind of just fell out of my head. I think I made that song in probably, yeah, like 30 minutes. Yeah, again, like I usually just kind of like smash it out and then just like listen back to it and then produce it and then kind of like find the meaning while I'm mixing it in a weird way. Like, I don't really know what I'm talking about half the time. Like, I really connect to a lot of lyrics that quite general and broad, and they're like quite visual in a way. I think that's like a good like medium for a lot of people to listen to your music, because if you're just like talking about something super specific, I think a lot of people can find meaning in that. But I also do like the idea of just almost saying something that means nothing to you while you're making it, and then you find meaning in it later, and then other people do as well. You're kind of the audience for it as well. I feel like I really like playing guitar while like my boyfriend is around, like cooking and cleaning. Or not saying that I just sit on the couch the whole time while he does everything, but like I really like just kind of while he's in the room for some reason. Like it's kind of nice just playing guitar. I feel like I write a lot of songs like that. I made that riff and it kind of just slowly morphed into. It's kind of a weird one because it feels like it's like three different songs in a way, where it's like I made that opening riff, then I made the like first like heavy bit separately, like probably a week or two later, and then I made the next part after that, like probably a week later, and then the like closing bit. I think I just kind of wrote the rest of it while I was in my parents' bathroom.
Yeah.
Gummo's like one of my favorite movies like ever. Like I saw it when I was really young. Me and my twin brother had like a sick day off school and my dad used to let us rent like whatever we wanted when we'd go to like the video store or whatever. And that movie's like stayed with me forever and I still watch it like quite often. Kind of like a collage of just people's lives. Like there's no real plot really running through it. And like aesthetically, I don't know, it just really hits. I really just wanted to use that sample. I think that was like I was watching that movie when I made that song. Cuss is almost like, Cuss is kind of me trying to make a Lana Del Rey song in a weird way. I don't know if that even makes sense. The lyrics of the chorus, like the first lyric is swaying alone. And like, I just really like, felt very like Lana Del Rey vibes from that line.
Yeah, she's sick.
How old is she?
She's like, I don't know, probably 90 or 91.
Do you bathe her?
Yeah, I have to scrub her off with a big sponge.
Do you have to change her diaper?
Yeah, I hate that shit. I hate all that shit.
Does she speak to herself?
No, she don't speak anymore. She's catatonic. She used to speak to herself. She'd watch game shows and yell out stuff to herself all the time.
She used to throw darts, right?
Yeah, she used to have a dartboard.
So now you just take care of your granny.
Yeah.
You kill cats too.
The older I get lyrically, I get more obscure. It can be like about my life, but it can also just be completely made up drivel in a way. Usually I write like quite late at night when my brain isn't super self-censoring. I feel like kind of freer in a way. Thank you. Well, Slow Hollows is just Austin. Like, that's like his band. It's kind of like a similar thing with like PHF, but he is like a live band. Yeah, I've known them for, yeah, shit, like a decade now. I went on tour with Austin in March, and I had never really like bonded really that much with Austin, I guess, until that tour, because he's kind of like me. He's like kind of quiet, like kind of keeps to himself. But yeah, I mean, that tour was like so fun, honestly. Like, everyone on that tour was sick. And then I got back home, I made the song, and I had like kind of no ideas to like of what to do with it. And I was like, Austin, do you want to do a feature? And he was like, yeah, right. I'm pretty sure he just recorded it on his phone. Like, he just like sent me like an M4A file that I had to convert to put in the session. And like, yeah, he just sent me like this, like literally this one verse. And then I like chopped it up in a way. And he was like, oh, this is sick. You can just double that again in the second one. And I was like, all right. But then I chopped it up more and put it like a bunch of bit crusher on it. And then I did some like vocals in the, like the parts that Austin isn't singing. I don't know. Cause after I think at that point I had decided to call the album Suffer. And then it just made me think of, Addison, my friend Addison's song Suffer for None. And then I was like, oh, I should call the song For None. So I don't think I can really explain like how I feel about a lot of things in a way. And so I make music as like this like other expression to like deal with like my own feelings. So in a way, like, that is my explanation for, like, how I feel. And then so explaining that part is super fucking hard because I'm just like, I don't know, but that's what I made. So it's just like, it's like, that is the explanation in a way. Actually, like I was saying, me, like, playing guitar while my boyfriend is around, you can hear him at the, like, very beginning. I was just playing, like, I usually just, like, hit record on, like, voice memos, and then when I'm, like, fucking around, and I just had this riff, and I couldn't redo it, like, in the exact same way, so I just took the voice memo and then, like, flexed it so it was in time. And then just put this, like, super heavy outro on it. Because I was like, yeah, this this works. Run it.